You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Wednesday, January 20th, 7:45 Central Time. Joining me by phone this morning, Dr. Charles Arend. He's the Eugene E. and Neil S. Finke Graduate Professor of Theology and Dean of Theological Research and Publication at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Good morning, Dr. Arend.
Good morning. How are you on this cold, snowy day?
It is a cold, and well, the snow has stopped coming down, but now we're making our way through the snow this morning.
That's a bit messy out there.
It is. How are things at Concordia Seminary?
Very well, thank you. Yeah, things are going very well. Lots of irons in the fire, and but who doesn't have that?
That's right. Well, tell us about some of the courses you're teaching this quarter.
Well, this year, this quarter, I'm just teaching one course in particular, Theology of Creation, for fourth-year students.
Wow.
Which is an elective course, so it fits in very well with the Lay Bible Institute this year.
Well, very good. Tell us about the Lay Bible Institute coming up.
Yeah, well, first of all, the Lay Bible Institute is, we operate, I think, three of these a year, January, August, and October. Provides an opportunity for people to come for, 6-7 hours to do sort of an in-depth study on a particular book of the Bible or a topic or issue of the day. So this year, I think in 2 weeks, February 6th, the title is In Awesome Wonder, Finding Our Place Within God's Creation.
Very good, very good. Why offer a Lay Bible Institute? You mentioned offering these about three times a year. What's at the heart of the Lay Bible Institute?
Well, there are probably a couple of things. One, you have people who want to acquire sort of a deeper understanding of Scripture for strengthening their faith. You have those who would like to sort of be able to interact with a seminary professor and can clearly handle sort of seminary-level instruction, and also connections and relationships with the seminary.
Well, very good. So the upcoming Lay Bible Institute for in February, as you said, it correlates very well with your current class. Christ, creation, and redemption being the focus for this Lay Bible Institute.
Yeah, that's well said. I'd say there are a couple things that are driving me or driving it. First of all, one of the biggest questions in our world today, particularly among those who are environmentally conscious, is the question, how do we see ourselves and our relationship to creation? I think that's really a key question, and it lies at the heart of almost everything, but it's not unique to the environmental movement. It's been asked by the church and philosophy for thousands of years. For example, if I see myself, if the real me is a divine spark, if the real me is sort of just nothing more than a divine soul and the body is an encumbrance, then I might see my relationship with creation in a sense of, well, I can't wait to get out of here. I want to escape it. And then salvation becomes seen as, freeing me from my physical existence and freeing me from the earth. If I see myself primarily as a consumer, then I'm going to see the world as my shopping mall kind of thing. So how do we see ourselves in our relationship to creation? One of the things that really stuck with me years ago when I read the Large Catechism is Luther asked the question, what does it mean to believe in God the Father, Almighty Maker of Heaven and Earth? And you almost would expect him to answer the question by saying, well, it means God created like 6 billion galaxies and all these stars. But instead, Luther answers it very simply. He says, oh, what's it mean that God is a creator? It means I'm a creature. I'm God's creature. So I've been really interested in exploring that notion of what does it mean to be a creature of God? That's my first identity. I'm a creature before I'm a child of God. I'm a creature who's been adopted as a child of God. And it implies, as a creature, I'm accountable to God. It implies, what do I have that I have not received? And so a life that's lived in thanks and praise. And when you see it that way, then salvation is not so much, it's saving me from sin. It's not saving me from being a creature. if anything, it restores me to being a creature. So that takes me to the second point that I'm trying to emphasize, is the relationship between creation and redemption. A lot of times we see Jesus as Savior, but we don't see him as Creator. And yet the Bible talks a lot about all things are made through him and for him. And the very idea that Jesus became incarnate, the Son of God became incarnate, is an affirmation of creation, and that he, you know, and that he rose bodily, and that we're going to rise bodily, and that he's going to bring about a new creation. So, I'm also trying to explore the relationship between creation and redemption. If you pull them apart, each of them gets wrong. If you pull redemption apart from creation, then redemption simply becomes the salvation of our souls, and the physical world doesn't matter. If you only focus on creation apart from redemption, you could end up in a variety of views that deny a need for redemption, or that there's anything necessarily wrong with the world. So you kind of have to hold both of them together.
So the creation, the fact that Christ came into the world, is an affirmation of creation.
Yeah, the way I like to put it is this. the entire history of the human race is a history where we are not content to be creatures. We want to become like God. We want to become our own gods. And I think, you know, I would say for many people's view of salvation then is, I want to get out of my creatureliness. I want to transcend. I want to become divine. I want to become an angel. I want to become more than a creature. And the irony is, at the very moment when we don't want to be creatures, the Creator becomes a creature, a human creature, a male human creature.
Mm-hmm.
As a creature, the Creator walks on the earth he made, drinks the water he made, goes about restoring creation by restoring sight and hearing and feeding those who are hungry, and then ultimately bringing in the new creation. So there's kind of an irony there that we're not content to be creatures. We want to become, we don't like who we are. We want to become divine, rise above it, and yet the Creator comes down and becomes a creature.
Well, tell us about what does the Lay Bible Institute look like? It's coming up February 6th, right?
Yeah, sometimes, like in the fall, we run it like 4 to 6 Wednesdays in a row. But we've tried the last 2 years in January, and then we do it in August to do it in one day. So I'd say it's about 6 hours or 7 hours on a Saturday. We gather over in a C call. We take breaks. We have lunch. It's usually a really nice time of both presentation and discussion. I've always been very impressed with the questions that people bring and the insights they bring. I usually find that I learn quite a bit, and I also find it extremely helpful in terms of what I share as to whether it's clear or not, and how I can actually make it better as well. So it's a really nice time together for one day of studying God's Word and exploring issues in our world today.
Well, very good. So February 6th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. over in C Call at Concordia Seminary.
Yeah, I invite everyone to come who is able to, hears this today, and we'll have a really good time.
Very good. How do we find more information? How do we register, registration fees, that sort of thing?
There you can either call our continuing education office. You can call the seminary at 505-7000, or you can email our continuing education coordinator, Erica Bennett. And her email is, I'm looking it up right now. is Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T-E. So Bennett Erica, B-E-N-N-E-T-T-E at csl.edu. I believe it's also on the seminary website, csl.edu.
Sure, sure.
And there are links there as well.
And I have I think it looks like a real easy email address to remember, CE at CSL. That's for CE at CSL.edu. That's for continuing ed.
Yep,
that should get you there, too.
That'll do the trick.
All right, very good. And 314-505-7286, the number for continuing education at Concordia Seminary. Again, the event, Lay Bible Institute, the winter 2016 Lay Bible Institute, coming up February 6th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Seek Hall at Concordia Seminary. Registration deadline is January 29th, so coming up just about a little over a week away.
A little over a week. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and covering in awesome wonder, finding our place in God's creation, looking at creation, Christ, creation, and redemption. And you'll be teaching, correct?
Yes, I will.
Very good.
Yes, I will.
Well, it sounds like a great time. Yes, sir.
Thank you. Yeah, it's something I've done in a number of workshops for congregations this past fall, and it's been well received, and it's a lot of fun.
Fun and lots of a lot of learning. It can be enjoyable and delightful to learn.
Yeah, hopefully it gives us it'll provide people with sort of a fresh way of seeing themselves and the relationship to the world in light of God's work of creation and redemption.
Very good. Very good. Well, again, check it out. You can visit the Concordia Seminary website, csl.edu, or you can give them a call, 314-505-7286. Dr. Aaron, anything else fun coming up for you this quarter?
Oh, just a few trips here and there.
Yeah.
And some writing projects, but it's all good. Yeah, it's all stuff I like to do.
Very good. Well, thanks for being our guest today and sharing with us about the upcoming Winter Lay Bible Institute at Concordia Seminary.
Very good. Well, thanks for having me on the radio today.
Absolutely. God's blessings on your service and teaching there at Concordia Seminary.
Thank you.
Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to study the daily New Testament reading. Today, we'll study with Pastor Mark Etter from Bethany Lutheran Church in Erlanger, Kentucky. Hope you can join us for that. We'll take a look at the text from Romans chapter 9, verses 19 through 33. And Witness Wednesday coming up as well. And morning prayer, all on the way here on His Time on Worldwide KFUO.